This is Glance at the Past, a local history radio project presented by the Grand Rapids Historical Commission and the Community Media Center.
Today's story, The Plank Road. Everyone knows that there is a flourishing city 50 miles north of Kalamazoo, boasting massive blocks of brick and stone, 3 and 4 stories high, splendid churches, lumber trade, salt works, steamboats, and its wealthy, enterprising, and shrewd businessmen. These were the words of the Kalamazoo Gazette in 1851. It continued, "This city is locally isolated from the business part of the state by horrible roads intervening between it and the Central and Southern Railroads. Everyone knows that a plank road would not only obviate the difficulties of this middle passage of mud and mire, but pay to the stockholders from 20% to 30% on their investments when the long train of loaded teams shall daily pass its toll gates." By May of 1852, there were advertisements in the newspaper. 500 men wanted to build the plank road 12 and a half miles from Kalamazoo North, 19 miles from Grand Rapids South, and one bridge across the Kalamazoo River. The road connected the two cities in 1854, and the trip could be made in one day. Eventually, Highway 131 would follow the same route, starting down South Division, through Wayland, Shelby, and Plainwell to Kalamazoo. The Plank Road and its toll stations were a profitable enterprise and gave Grand Rapids access to additional farmers and new markets. Suddenly, everything changed in 1870 when the Grand Rapids and Indiana Railroad opened. The old oak and pine planks were worn and warped. The rails were fast and smooth.
For more information about Grand Rapids history, visit the Grand Rapids Historical Commission website at historygrandrapids.org.